Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
We're reducing taxes, but at the same time, if I win, if I become president, we will be able to cut so much money and have a better country. We won't be losing anything other than we'll be balancing budgets and getting them where they should be.
Donald Trump for president. He's got my vote.
See, and the thing is, I don't get it too involved in politics because it's just not something that I really... It doesn't hold too much for me. Because the thing is I find is... Like, when they're trying to get your vote, they'll go, I'm going to give you A, B, and C. And then when they get in, it's like
every single one of them.
They'll do it.
Every single one of them just blows smoke. And here's Donald Trump. I watched this 60 Minutes Overtime. It was on Sunday night I watched it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was a re-air of a recent interview with him or if it was a new air of it. Mm-hmm. But he makes a lot of sense. And the things he says, I think people, because he's not politically correct and he says what he thinks. So I think people are so tired of having to constantly be like, oh, am I going to offend somebody? Oh, we have to please everybody. And he said he actually makes sense when he talks, which might be scary.
And I also think as well that you have to take a little bit into consideration the fact that the amount of money that he's worth, and he's worked for that money. You know what I mean?
He earned it, lost it all, and then got it back again.
Something has to be said for that, doesn't it?
That says a lot, right? Mm. And then he also had that. So that's his view on tax. That's mm-hmm. his tax plan. But he also thinks that America's too politically correct. He agrees with us on that. Yeah. Uh-huh. And he wants people to start saying Merry Christmas again during the holiday season.
Agreed.
He thinks that Happy Holidays is BS, mm-hmm. is garbage.
Agreed.
And that he said, quote, remember the expression Merry Christmas? You don't see it anymore. You're going to see if I get elected.
I like it.
I don't. And the truth is that the president is just a figurehead for the country. He doesn't get to walk in there and go, it's from now on, it's only Merry Christmas and stupid stuff like that. He doesn't get to go, we're cutting taxes. Things get voted on and things get turned, denied and then get sent back to vote. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. I don't know. That's the extent of my knowledge. I don't really know too much about politics or government, except for that they're all pretty much lying to you.
Let's go for Merry Christmas. We like that.
Yeah, let's just stick. But the Merry Christmas thing I'm on board with.
Yeah, because the thing is, it's true, because in certain parts of the UK, like there's certain places now where the towns don't put up Christmas decorations because it offends certain religions and they say it's a Christian holiday. We don't want to see that and stuff. So the thing
is, are you offended by lights that somebody else is putting up? My view on people who are offended by things that don't actually affect them are that they've never had anything bad happen to them in their life. And if you're that easily offended, you've never truly experienced something terrible.
And the thing is that people here say things like, oh, I don't like how things are changing and stuff. It's nowhere near as bad here as it is in England. I mean, I know when the Soccer World Cup was on last year, that places that people were getting, they were hanging their like their English flag outside their houses because England were doing pretty decent in the World Cup at the time. And people were complaining, certain people were complaining, saying it was racist that they were displaying their flag, and city councils were citing people.
It was racist? Is the England flag like the Confederate flag?
No, it's just a Union Jack, red, white, and blue. But they were saying, people were complaining about it.
Do only rednecks fly that?
No, because people don't put their flags.
Get her done! I saw a truck that had "Get her done" and the Confederate flag on it. I'm like, that makes sense.
But people don't put their flags outside their houses. Only just when a certain do it. You know, but for that they do it. And city councils were citing people, asking them to take them down stuff. Yeah, it's kind of insane, really. Like my whole thing is, and I can say this because I'm a foreigner, is that when you come to another country, you do as the Romans do. Like, you just,
you come in here with you got your Milford Pride shirt on now. You got your USA t-shirt on.
But you know what I mean? You just do it. You just blend in with the natives and do what they do.
I actually
get
mad.
You want to live here. So if you want to live here, then abide by the rules that are there.
I get mad sometimes that people don't realize until you talk that you're a foreigner, because I think they just think you're an ignorant white person like the rest of us.
While I'm there trying to negotiate chopsticks and I eat sushi.
Yeah, there you go. All right, but we decided we would take Hallmark cards and give them the Donald Trump special. So we present to you
Hallmark cards. The shit you really want to say.
Happy 12th birthday. Your uncle is no longer attracted to you.
Hallmark cards. The shit you really want to say.